on your phone, how would you like to track the COVID-19 virus? This is very interesting. Hyperlocal data, news, information that the Weather Channel app now has available. And here to talk about that is Sherry Bockstein, a global head of consumer business with the Weather Company. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bruce. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, doing okay. Let's talk a little bit about this. We know that we follow our weather a lot on our phone with apps. How is this being converted to sort of track the coronavirus? Explain this to us, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the Weather Channel for the past 30 years has been helping people stay safe during severe weather and in times of crisis. And so we felt like this was just a natural pivot for us to be able to provide this data and information to our customers. And what's interesting about this data and very different is that it's actually bringing it down to a county level. So we know that people want their weather at a local level and that people want this information at a local level as well. So you can figure out what's happening in your county, the counties around you, and then maybe in the counties of, you know, where your loved ones live, where your relatives live, or your friends. And so we're providing this information around confirmed cases, the number of deaths in the area, and hopefully recoveries in very short term, that we'll be seeing a lot of those as well.
Here in Ohio, some counties post a little more information than others. How do you reconcile that or get your source information?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, in Ohio, there's 88 counties, and every single county site is structured just a little bit different. They update the information at different times. So what we've done is, using IBM's Watson technology and AI, we've been able to look at all county, all state websites and pull in the pertinent information that we want to show using AI. So this is helping us to keep this information more up to date. We're updating it several times a day, where most county sites will update it once or twice a day. So it helps keep that information more accurate. So it's definitely been a Herculean effort to gather all of this information, but we just think it's critically important that people are really aware of what's happening in their community.
How is this displayed then on our phone? We always get used to the radar weather with different colors, and we can kind of see it moving through. Or is it more like a sort of a travel map that sort of shows incidents and numbers and things like that?
So there's a couple things on your phone. If you go into the COVID experience and you get there through the navigation, there's a big red button that says COVID, and you can see a trending chart. You can see your county and how it's trending, or your state. But then we have the interactive map. And so it zooms into your county, and you can actually click on the different counties to get information. You can zoom out to see your state or multiple states or even the U.S. as a whole, so you can understand that. But each of the counties is clickable, so you can see, you know, and it's color-coded. Darker red means more cases, lighter red, you know, where cases aren't as prevalent. And all of that information is there, as well as there's the latest news articles that are coming out, so you're staying informed. And then there's also information on how to protect yourself and how to recognize the symptoms. So really great source of information.
So it gives us a lot of that data that we get daily from different news briefings that take place, and also maybe lets us find out areas where we have relatives that we want to know what's happening where they are too, right?
That's right. It's all the information is from trusted sources, from state and county government, from the CDC, the World Health Organization. So it's all aggregated into one place so it can be your source of information. And then we also have a way that you can interact with Watson. It's a chat bot that's also on the site that you can look for, you know, maybe some questions that are specific to what you're interested in, and that can give you those answers and where you can find more information.
Do they have an idea of where they'd see this go as the virus decreases and this sort of thing can still be utilized in other forms, maybe moving forward?
Absolutely. We feel like this is repeatable technology. So coming back to us being the Weather Channel, same thing when we see severe weather or the cases of hurricanes or tornado outbreaks. You know, we'll be able to pull all the information from the county sites, whether it's about evacuations or, you know, where you can help. But we'll be able to pull that information in the future and apply it really to any crisis. And as the Weather Company, obviously around weather is something that we'll look at.
Well, we're all following this crisis as it continues on, and a lot of times people have sort of referenced this like a hurricane or an incident where you have to prepare, something happens, and then the aftermath on it, though it has a different timeline, and we're never quite sure. You know, we don't really have that Doppler radar to get inside this COVID-19. We're just trying to figure out, you know, the spread and keep ourselves safe. If people want to find out how to get this on their phone and start using it, where's a good place for it, Sherry?
Right. You can download the Weather Channel app either in the iTunes Store or Google Play, or you can go to weather.com/coronavirus on your computer or on your mobile device through the browser to get this information.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning and the technology that's now available, Sherry. Thank you.